it depends on what the other elements are in the analysis. And I, without having the rest of the elements, I can't say. There are certain circumstances where maybe solely foreseeability is, if the incidents are so large and there's so much foreseeability and it's so clear, like in the El Chico case as addressed by this court, that it was readily and easily foreseen that when you serve liquor to an intoxicated person that they are going to go on the road and possibly violate the law again by driving while intoxicated and therefore have an accident which is going to injure somebody, then that's a completely different circumstance. And I would like to address briefly on the Washington incident, the police officer who was shot was also intoxicated. There was no civil case that was filed in connection with that matter. There was a criminal trial and the driver was found to be not guilty. That is the only prior incident prior to the 82 incident. This is not a case that...
All this in the record, County?
Yes, Your Honor. This is not a case that strictly relies upon the duty question. The other very, very important question in this case, which we have not had an opportunity to talk about at length, is the cause and fact analysis. Mr. McIntyre's testimony definitely excludes the possibility of satisfying the but-for test, which is a requirement of doing proximate cause. You have to do cause and fact and foreseeability when you're analyzing proximate cause. The cause and fact element is not present because Mr. McIntyre testified that he knew that he wasn't supposed to be doing what he was doing, and he kept it a secret. The three decisions which I think this court has to look at closely are Otis, El Chico, and Nixon. And all of those are extremely different from the situation at hand. Otis was an employer-employee relationship in which an employee was intoxicated while he was on the job site and the employer exercised control over him and sent him home. And I would point out at page 309 of the Otis decision, if a duty is to be imposed on Otis, it would not be based on the mere knowledge of Matheson's intoxication, but would be based on additional factors. The court stating that mere knowledge of this man's intoxication while he was on the job was not sufficient to create a duty. It had to be more. And in the Otis case, the employer exercised control over this drunk employee on the premises to decide to send him home, and therefore he was engaged in an automobile accident.
With the record stipulating that there are 1,200 yellow cabs on the street in Houston on any one day, was there any evidence as to how many convictions or how many cab drivers had ever been convicted of carrying a concealed weapon?
There are no convictions. There are no criminal convictions of any cab driver in the record at all, prior to or post-incident. And the unfortunate circumstance was that post-incident testimony was allowed in... I'll do a disclaimer. I was not the counsel who tried the case. Proper objections were not raised to post-incident testimony. Therefore, the jury was allowed to hear and consider post-incident conduct in their deliberation. But the emphasis in this record is that in order to do the foreseeability element, we can only look to what was in existence prior to the incident in question.
Any other questions? Thank you, counsel. Court will take another brief recess.
Right.